You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, opening day is just a few days away, thank goodness, for all of us who've been covering spring training for a month and a half. I'm Allison Clare, and I'm here with actually one of those people who has been doing just that, T.R. Sullivan, covers the Texas Rangers. T.R., we're going to talk some bold predictions as we enter the regular season, and I'm looking at your bold predictions here, so let's just start from the top. Rougned Odor being the all-star second baseman for the American League. So obviously everyone's kind of expecting everything to come together for him this year. What impressions do you have so far of him?
Well, you know, Allison, there are a lot of good second basemen in the American League. You know, Robinson Cano, Kipnis, Pedroia. But I'll tell you what, Rougned Odor looks good. He's young. He's athletic. He's got some power. He's got some speed. He can play defense. He had three home runs in a game here in spring training. I think this kid is going to have a great year. I think that if you really want to have a bold prediction, this kid might be the best player on this team, all-around best player on this team. I know we got Beltre and Fielder and Chu, but I think Rougned Odor, young, exciting, 22-year-old, left-handed hitting second baseman, I think this kid is going to be in for a special year, and I would not be surprised. In fact, I'll predict it. I think he'll be in San Diego come middle of July.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Just from what he had to deal with last year, he had a really bad start to the season, got sent down. And, I mean, he really seemed like he grew from that and learned from that. So how many great players that we look at their careers and then we see how they started? And they started almost exactly like Odor. And he seems like he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders when it comes to that.
Yeah, Allison, that showed a lot when he went down to Round Rock and got his game together, got his at-bats together, his approach to hitting. Didn't let it crush him, didn't let it get to him. You know, he really went to work, and he was back in a month. And if you look at his numbers from the time he got called up, I guess it was mid-June all the way to the end of the season, he was fantastic. He was playing at an all-star caliber. So if he could do that for a full year, grow a little bit, mature a little bit more, get to know the league a little bit more, I think you can see an all-star caliber second baseman.
Okay, so let's move on to Ryan Rua, who you believe will have get a pretty healthy amount of at-bats this year and be a valuable part of the team. And I was covering the Alamo Dome series, Big League Weekend with the Rangers and the Royals, and Jeff Bannister was talking very highly of Rua and seems to, you know, be in his corner in a lot of ways. So what makes you think that he's going to contribute that much this season?
Well, it's like I call him the new David Murphy. If you remember the great Ranger teams, David Murphy always came to camp as the fourth outfielder, didn't know how much he was going to play, when he was going to play, and every year he'd end up with 400-plus at-bats, and I think Rua's going to be the same way. You know, he can play left field, right field, first base, DH. He's a very good hitter. He's athletic, and he can play multiple positions, left field being his primary position right now. But this kid can really swing the bat. You know, this guy was their opening day left fielder last year. Everybody forgets that. Now that they got Ian Desmond, he's no longer in that spot. But I think this guy is going to be like David Murphy. He's going to start the season as an unknown and finish the season as a valuable part of the team. And I think, like Murphy, I think somehow this guy's going to find 400 at-bats in the big leagues, and I think they're going to be 400 good ones.
So I'm looking at your last bold prediction, and the old cliche, the most well-worn cliche, I think, in our game kind of came to my mind. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Because I do, like, your prediction is that the rotation will win at least 70 games, which has only happened five other times in the history of the Rangers. So we're talking about the rotation. We're not talking about total wins for the team. We're talking about the rotation. And I do see this rotation as something that might, may not come out of the gate so quickly and will eventually evolve over time, especially since, of course, Yu Darvish is expected back more toward midseason. So when you look at this rotation as a whole, what gives you the impression that they'll have, you know, that many wins?
Well, first of all, every one of the five starters, and they have not announced A.J. Griffin as the fifth starter, but I'm assuming he will be. Every one of those five starters has won at least 14 games at least once in his career. So you multiply 14 by 5, and that comes up to 70. But, you know, you talk to any manager, and what they're hoping for is 70 to 75 wins from the rotation, maybe 20, 25 wins from the bullpen, and that's a playoff team. And like you said, it's only happened five times in Rangers history, but number one, Cole Hamels, you know his track record. Number two, Colby Lewis looks great, coming off a 17-win season, still a Warrior, still got all the intangibles. You know, Derek Holland, he's always been a terrific talent, hasn't had a lot of luck the last 2 years as far as injuries. He's been healthy this spring. He's looked excellent in his last two starts. You know, Martin Perez is a guy that Rangers think is going to be another breakout candidate. And this guy won 10 games as a rookie in 2013, got off to a fabulous start in 2014, then had the elbow injury, the Tommy John surgery, and it's been a long road back. But this guy's been their number one pitching prospect for many years. Now he's 25, 26 years old, healthy, looking good in spring training. I mean, this guy could be their best pitcher. This guy could end up being their number one guy. He's got that kind of talent, and he's healthy. So, you know, that leaves you A.J. Griffin, 14-game winner for the A's in 2013. Missed the last 2 years because of Tommy John surgery. But, you know, he's healthy. He's pitched pretty well here in spring training. And to add to all this, as you said, Yu Darvish is coming back sometime end of May, early June. He's had a good camp. He's pitched well, thrown the ball well in his bullpen sessions. The Rangers are very excited about how he's progressed. Still needs another month or two. But when you got that kind of guy sitting on the sideline waiting to come to the rescue in June, you got to feel pretty good about this rotation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very good team. I remember years ago when Nolan Ryan was talking about the Astros moving to the AL West and saying that it'll be a great time when both teams are good, the Rangers and the Astros. I think it's going to come down. I think this year is going to be amazing. I think it's going to come down to that last week of the season. And one of these two teams is going to win that division. So, TR, thank you so much. Enjoy opening day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.